The first reading from the Acts of the Apostle tells us that St. Peter tells us today that Jesus is not just a political, a social, or a typical Messiah. He is the Son of God. There's a radical departure from the understanding of Jesus now. That St. Peter said clearly that the whole house of Israel had been saved through the blood of Christ. Now we should call Jesus both Lord and Christ, the anointed, the one whom our heart, our soul belong to. This Jesus, St. Peter said, is the one whom you crucified. And now, what's more radical about that? That Peter said, everybody should now be baptized, not just with the old water of baptism like St. John the Baptist, but the new water that is grounded in Christ himself. They now belong to him. Then we can see a theological departure and a theological growth in the understanding of the early Christians. They're not just another sect of the Jewish branch. Now they have someone to believe in. They believe in Christ, not just as a prophet, not just a social or political Messiah, but the truly begotten Son of God. And the gospel reading today is so interesting. St. John said that Mary didn't recognize Jesus in the beginning. And all theologians said there's something new about Jesus. In his glorified body, people didn't recognize him at first. And so all of the gospel account, all of the Acts of the Apostles state the same thing. When he appeared to his disciples at first, they didn't recognize him. Something new about him. Something is radically transformed in his resurrected body. However, when he called them by name, or when he called them, when he speak to them, they finally recognize him. And I think this is in our own prayer life, we can see this too. When at times we will not recognize the Lord, but if we listen to him and allow him to call us by name, we will know him, right? And it's important then that we should listen to him and know how he speaks to us, so that when he calls us by name, we will recognize him, we will answer him, we will respond to him. And I'll end my homily by reminding us what the church had teach us today through the collect, that through the paschal remedies, the act of dying and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God had endowed us, his people, with heavenly gifts, so that now we who possess perfect freedom, not only the freedom according to political or social sense, but the spiritual freedom belonging to God, we may rejoice in the things of heaven, in heaven, where our heart belong, so that the heaven and where our heart belong will give us the joy that gladdens our heart even on our spiritual journey on earth. May we contemplate on that, so that we know the perfect freedom we have in Christ Jesus and the gift of grace that he's given us, so that we may rejoice in him always.